Welcome to the VAT update for November 2015, and as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, which in themselves contain further links should you wish to research the topics covered. The first of which of these is a decision about the place of supply rules for exhibitions and recovery by an Italian company under the 8th Directive. The case concerned an exhibition at the Farnborough Air Show, where an Italian company, on behalf of the group of companies, organised an event and then subcharged the other group of companies. They were claiming recovery of the VAT incurred in the United Kingdom in respect of this Farnborough exhibition. But in order to do so, they had to demonstrate that there was no supply here in the UK. And this then looked at the difference between the place of supply rules for an exhibition and the place of supply rules for advertising. An exhibition seeks to provide a display to people attending of complex services, presenting information, goods and possibly events in such a way as to promote them to visitors. This was exactly what happened at the Farnborough Air Show, and so the company was said to have a place of supply in the UK and was not entitled to recover the VAT which it had incurred under the 8th Directive. Customs and Excise, or I should say Revenue and Customs, have announced an extension to VAT and pension fund costs because it had been proposed that the transitional rules would expire at the end of this year, and they've announced another 12-month extension to take us to 31st December 2016. You can read about this in the Business Brief 17.2015. They've also published guidance on the entitlement of non-profit making members clubs, particularly golf clubs, after the Dorset Golf Club decision on how repayment claims will be processed and dealt with. And this is in Budget Brief 19/2015, and it explains what action members golf clubs and non-profit making sports clubs and their advisors need to take now to submit claims. But basically, HMRC are saying that they are concerned about unjust enrichment, and as a result, in some cases, they will refund 50% and others 67%. If you're affected, you need to read the information sheet. And finally, there's a very interesting decision about distance learning and composite supplies, which was given by the respected tribunal judge Howard Nolan. The case concerns Metropolitan International Schools, which provides distance learning for plumbers and for games making. Now, the VATT issue was some £5 million, so clearly this was a substantive case. And the two parties had arguments that they were making a single supply, but in the case of HMRC, they were saying it was an electronic supply of learning materials, and consequently it all failed to be standard rated, whereas the college was arguing that it was supplying books which are zero rated, and any other supply related to those textbooks, such as tutors, support services and examination testing, was ancillary to the supply of books which could stand by itself, and therefore the major supply and major component was books which are zero rated. Now, I think this is a decision which will stand on its own facts, because the school was supplying trade courses such as electrical and plumbing courses, and also instruction on how to animate computer games. But the idea was that the textbooks which were being supplied would stand alone and provided everything that a student needed to do for the student's competency. And it was also intended that the students would be working at the same time and therefore reinforcing the learning that they obtained from the books. But these books were manuals and therefore for retention and future referral. Now, it's a 39-page judgment, which is lengthy by any standards, and At paragraph 175, you can find a summary of the conclusions. But what is clear is that it's a complex decision, and the tribunal did suggest that this matter might need to be referred to the European Court of Justice. But in the meantime, this would be persuasive authority for colleges who supply substantial books to claim that the major thing is a supply of books and it falls to be zero rated, which for some educational establishments which are otherwise exempt might improve the partially exempt recovery, and for non-eligible bodies it may actually make them commercially more attractive if they can get zero rating on the books that they supply. So if you're advising education and distance learning, this is definitely a decision that's worth a read. Thanks very much for listening.